in this bulletin. A record number of people to become Australian citizens today. Donald Trump agrees to a deal to temporarily reopen the US government. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic to take on Rafael Nadal in the Australian Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia Day is a time to reflect on shared histories and rededicate ourselves to the future. A record number of people will become Australian citizens today during ceremonies across the country. Mr Morrison and Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove are expected to attend the national event in Canberra. A new survey has found a large majority of newly arrived migrants and refugees feel it's important to mark Australia Day. The survey, commissioned by Refugee and Migrant Settlement Agency AIMS Australia, found 68% of newcomers plan to mark Australia Day in some way. 89% of respondents also said they plan to become Australian citizens. AIMS Australia spokesman Laurie Noel says the results show migrants are committed to contributing to the nation.
I think what they show is that, you know, migrants are really embracing life in Australia, wanting to be part of the broader community, wanting to contribute and wanting to know more about the culture and history of our country.
Two of the men who helped rescue 12 boys and their football coach from flooded caves in Thailand last year have been named the 2019 Australians of the Year. Dr. Craig Challen and Dr. Richard Harris were honoured at a ceremony in Canberra and say they're humbled to win the title. Dr. Challen says he's astounded the pursuit of a hobby he's had for the last 22 years has led to so much acknowledgement.
You know, a lot's been said about this little adventure that we had, but I think the bottom line for me is that there are 13 families that have still got their sons that wouldn't have if we hadn't been there as part of that group.
US President Donald Trump says he's reached a tentative agreement with lawmakers in stopgap funding that would temporarily end a partial government shutdown. A senior Democratic aide says money the president demanded for a border wall is not included in the deal. Mr. Trump had previously insisted on the inclusion of money for a wall along the vast US-Mexico border in any legislation to fund government agencies. He says he'd sign a bill to open the government for 3 weeks until February 15th. US President Donald Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone has been charged with obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements related to the release of stolen Democratic Party emails during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Stone was an advisor to Mr. Trump during his bid for the White House. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has distanced Mr. Trump from the case.
This doesn't have anything to do with the president, doesn't have anything to do with the White House.
But Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the matter is significant.
It's very interesting to see the kinds of people that the President of the United States has surrounded himself with. And this connection to the integrity of our elections is obviously something we have to get the truth about.
Mr. Stone says he'll plead not guilty and has called the criminal charges politically motivated. Communities in Queensland's far north are on high alert, with forecasters predicting a tropical cyclone could form by this morning. If it develops into a cyclone, it will be called Savannah. Some Australia Day activities have been cancelled or changed in Cairns, while authorities are warning people to avoid flooded waterways. To sport now tennis, Novak Djokovic has marched into the Australian Open final, demolishing Lucas Pui to set up a clash with Rafael Nadal. The Serb made short work of his opponent, taking the match in 83 minutes. He's told the Nine Network it was a great match.
Obviously today was a perfect match for me from the first to the last point. I executed everything that I intended to and even more.
Who has told the Nine Network it was hard to make inroads in the match.
The strategy was to be aggressive, try to be the one who is leading the point, but when he's playing that far from the baseline, 10 centimetres from the baseline all the time, it's tough to do it.
Djokovic will become the first man to win 7 Australian titles if he triumphs in Sunday's final. And Petra Kvitova says she's seeking to find her killer instincts against Naomi Osaka in tonight's final action. The two-time Wimbledon champ is chasing an emotional third Grand Slam title. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, a top of 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 25. Hobart, late showers, 23. Canberra, a possible shower or storm, 40. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. Sydney, sunny, 33. Newcastle, much the same, 36. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, rain at times, a possible storm, 25. And Darwin, showers, a storm likely, and 31 degrees. This is SBS News.